Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. My name is Joe Montone, your host. It is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air at 1570 AM, WISP, and 1420 AM, WCOJ. This is the fourth Sunday of Advent coming up, my friends, and we are just a week away from Christmas. I hope that you are preparing well for the Christmas season and that your heart and mind are just ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ once again as we embrace the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of giving, and the spirit of godliness, which is so important today, my friends. Whatever you and I can do to bring the message of Christmas into the world, I think we should do it. And this is Clear for Takeoff, so let's get into our checklist. Number one, do you have a heart for God this morning? Check. Do you have quality time set aside for God? Check. Are your Bibles open? Check. And are you free of distractions at this time? Check. Okay, my friends, if you've answered yes to these questions, then we are ready to engage once again in the Word of God. And this weekend, we come up with our first reading from the prophet Micah, chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. And here it is. Thus says the Lord, you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore the Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has born, and the rest of his kindred shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God. And they shall remain, for now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Micah today, my friends, the word from the prophet Micah says that he shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God. And this is powerful, my friends, because the Lord himself, the good shepherd, also known as our Lord Jesus Christ, shepherds his flock. He cares for the people. He oversees the people. As a shepherd, he guides, he directs, he teaches, he protects, he inspires, and he feeds his sheep. Like the Lord asked Peter, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, you know, Lord, that I do. Then feed my sheep. And in that conversation, the Lord asked Peter three times, do you love me? And Peter responds, yes, Lord, I do. And the Lord says, then feed my sheep. And so the message is reinforced again and again by our Lord Jesus Christ, that we need to feed the flock. What are we feeding the flock? Day in and day out, week in and week out, what kind of messages are you and I receiving when we go to the church on Sundays? When we embrace the Word of God, what kind of message are you taking home with you to implement in daily life? Again, the Good Shepherd, and we're all shepherds in a way, that we are caring for others, especially those who have children, and for those who have spiritual children. We guide them, we direct them, we teach. Like the Lord, we protect, we inspire. But again, we need to continue to feed the flock. And the Lord brings us this great message through the prophet Micah. In addition, he says that his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. Let there be no doubt, my friends, in our hearts and minds that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd, and his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. Have confidence at difficult times that the Lord's power, given to him by our Father in heaven, will get us through those difficult times, whatever they may be. And right now, we just take a moment to pray for those who are in need of prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this moment together on Holy Spirit Radio. We pray for those in need of prayer at this time, those who are spiritually void and looking for something, those who are atheist or agnostic, those who are separated from God for any reason, for the incarcerated, for the addicted, for the hospitalized, and for those in hospice. Father God, we pray that you will lift people up to visit those in need, to pray with them, to lift them up spiritually, and to give them all that they need to get well again. Father God, we put everything into your hands today as we prepare for the Christmas season. And we pray a special prayer today for those who are lonely during the Christmas season. We ask this through the intercession of our Holy Family, our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph, and through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's go to our second reading, my friends, from the words of St. Paul, from the letter of the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 5 through 10. And here it is. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight." Then I said, "As is written to me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God." First he says, sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings, you neither desired nor delighted in. These are offered according to the law. Then he says, "Behold, I come to do your will." He takes away the first to establish the second. By this will, we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Hebrews today, my friends, we hear St. Paul telling us, brothers and sisters, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but a body you were prepared for me. Sacrifice, my friends, something we have to give up, do without. And what sacrifice have you and I made for God, for our Lord Jesus Christ? What sacrifices have we really made, objectively speaking? Or is it just a nice word, something we hear in church? Have we taken the time to actually make a sacrifice and to give all the praise, honor, and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ? What gifts have we gathered to offer to the Lord? He calls for sacrifice and offerings, and it's important. Let's take a look objectively in the last year. What have we done for the Lord God Almighty? Can we do better? In just a short time, in 2 weeks, it'll be a new year, the year 2022. What sacrifices can we make to honor and glorify our Father in heaven? What can we do to let the Lord know that we are indeed serious about our faith and willing to do without, willing to give up? What gifts can we offer? Think about it, my friends. Make no decision today, but think about it and see if the Lord doesn't bless you for the sacrifices you have made and for the gifts that you'd like to bring to the table of the Lord. It's powerful. And in the word of the Lord today, through the mouth of St. Paul, the word tells us, "Then I said, as is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God." Do you and I do the will of the Father? Are we doing the will of God our Father? What he says to do throughout the Word of God is the will of the Father. I come to do your will. Are you open to the will of God? Or are we closed-minded, self-centered, narrow-minded, unwilling to sacrifice, unwilling to do it his way? The will of the Father. What God says to do and not to do in the sacraments, in the commandments, is paramount. And it's an objective that we need to keep on the table. Those commandments, which when followed lead to the blessings of obedience, are always there for us to follow. But I come to do your will. When was the last time you and I said to the Lord in prayer, Lord, I come to do your will today. I want to be used as an instrument to do whatever it is you would like me to do, to become a saint, to follow in the footsteps of those who came before us and did the will of God and became saints, and to give all the glory, honor, and praise to our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. Are you and I doing the will of the Father? What proof do you and I have? Because the Lord sees everything. Behind closed doors, the Father knows all, sees all, hears all. What proof do you and I truly have that we are doing the will of God? And the word goes on to say, behold, I come to do your will. It's phraseology that we want to keep on the table and make available, my friends, in daily prayer. Praying to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I come to do your will. Offering that as a start for the day is powerful, and God will lead us in word and action through the Holy Spirit. I challenge you today, my friends, to raise the standard and to offer yourself in prayer, willing to do whatever God asks of you as a husband, as a father, as a community servant, as a business leader. I challenge you to utilize that phraseology in prayer on a daily basis and see if God doesn't change your life, move you forward, help your children, get you through difficult times. Let's go to our gospel reading now. Which is from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. And here it is. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at that moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears. The infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke, my friends, we have tremendous proof, evidence, that the Blessed Mother was indeed carrying our Lord Jesus Christ and preparing for his birth. As it said in the Word, Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. So I ask you the question, are you excited about the birth of Christ and Christmas upcoming? Are you excited when you speak about our Blessed Mother Mary? Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. The fruit of our Blessed Mother's womb is the baby Jesus. And it's powerful. And there are those who deny our Blessed Mother the honor due as the mother of Jesus. There are those who deny Mary the honor that she should receive as a woman selected by our Father in heaven to deliver Jesus to the world. Once again, through our Blessed Mother Mary, through her birth canal, our Lord Jesus came into the world. And this is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. But there are those who don't want to give any attention to our Blessed Mother, although she is the mother of Jesus, selected by the Father. And Mary said, you know, "Be it done unto me according to your word," when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and gave her the message that she was to bear a child and his name would be Jesus. And this is powerful. But again, there are those who deny Mary the honor. But the Gospel of Luke, and there were only four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is affirmed that Mary was part of the Father's plan for salvation. It's affirmed in the Gospel of Luke. And in the Hail Mary prayer, we see here that that prayer, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are those among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. That prayer is scripturally based. There is no denying that. And we pray right now, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, that there will be those who deny Mary that will be touched this Christmas season through the Holy Spirit, and that they will be lifted up and changed to honor Mary as the Mother of Jesus Christ. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And this is important, my friends, because as we prepare for the Christmas season, our Holy Family is created through the birth of Christ. Because Mary, a normal woman, but yet selected and prepared by our Father in heaven, a human being, part of the plan for salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, and Saint Joseph, who was there at her side to protect her and to protect Jesus from any harm. The Holy Family was created through the birth of Jesus Christ. And God likes to surprise us. And in the Word of God it says, how does this happen to me? This is important. Because we as human beings want to know everything. But God is a God of miracles. He surprises us time and time again. He can create a life for us that will be better than we can ever design. But we have to get out of the way. We have to allow him to be number one in our lives and to take control 100%. That requires humility, submission, generosity, passion, zeal, and enthusiasm for the Word of God. That requires openness of heart and mind to allow God to work in our lives. This is important as we prepare for the Christmas season. God wants to surprise us. And it all starts with faith. And it all starts with prayer. Mother Teresa said that the fruit of silence is prayer. Are we being silent enough? Or is the music turned up? Is it blasting in the car? The fruit of silence is prayer. Are we praying enough? Or do we lack prayer in daily life? How much time do you and I allow in our lives for prayer? How much do we focus on quality prayer time? Do we pray the rosary prayer focused on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus through Mary's eyes? Do we pray from the heart and talk to God personally, revealing our most intimate thoughts and desires, our weaknesses? God calls us to be silent so we can pray. And through the gift of prayer, we have the great gift of faith that comes to us. And faith is a gift. And through the gift of faith, we have the great gift of love. The love of God that passes through as we pray time and time again. God takes our hearts and soaks it in his love. And that's where we want to be, my friends, one with the love of God. So the fruit of silence is prayer, and the fruit of prayer is faith. And the fruit of faith is love, love for others. Second greatest commandment is to love one another, and God calls us to it. And the fruit of love is service to others. The more you have love for other people, the more you're apt to do service for other people. And through that service, the Lord will bless you with His peace, which is beyond all understanding. You can't buy it. You can't find it in a magazine or a shopping mall or a newspaper. Only God can provide it. And this Christmas season coming up, my friends, I pray that God will bless you with His peace, which is beyond all understanding. But God is a God of miracles, and He likes to surprise us. What miracle today are you praying for? Is it health? Is it work? A good job? Is it someone you would like to have in your life? A husband or a wife? Are you praying for a child? Because there are many out there who are praying for these things. Bring your intentions, your petitions up to the Lord, my friends, this Christmas season. But bring it in with a firm faith. God says, ask and you will receive. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. Seek and you will find. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never disappoint us. He will always deliver in His own time and His own way. But my friends, He wants to surprise us. Leave the element of surprise on the table for God to do it this Christmas season for you and for your family. Allow Him to change your life, to make your life fuller with the love of God, the peace of God, through the Word of God. My friends, this Christmas season, let you and I, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, put it all on the table for God, to give Him 100% effort in making this the most loving and precious Christmas season you have ever had, by touching the hearts and minds of all you come in contact with. We ask this today through Christ our Lord. Amen. That's our show for today, my friends. May God bless you. I want to thank you for tuning in with us here at Holy Spirit Radio and Clear for Takeoff. My name is Joe Montone, your host. Have a great day. Merry Christmas, and God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.